Well, I'm not the only one here. There's several members of my staff that for a couple years now have been talking about him. There's a sophomore in Florida that made all SEC. Vernon, when he came in, he was just very calm, very competent. Very competitive. He's been on our radar at the top of our board. Once he declared and we had the opportunity to get him, it was a no-brainer.
One of the best in the country, Vernon Hargreaves.
The whole piece, everything together, just made Vernon the perfect fit for us this year.
About to do this. It's hectic, but they make it hectic on purpose. I was excited to get the process started and see where I was going to end up.
We are back here in Chicago now awaiting the hometown team's first pick. And Vernon Hargreaves still sitting there. We talked about him maybe right there at 11.
They traded the pick. That's when my hands started sweating. I was nervous. My heart started beating. Man, I couldn't sit still. I was moving all over the place.
Hey, Vernon, this is Dirk. How you doing, man?
I picked up the phone, and they were just like, you ready to come home? And I was like, yes, sir. And it was really just that simple.
With the 11th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Vernon Hargreaves III.
That's all I dreamed about was walking across that stage, and it was surreal. I didn't know. I don't know. I still don't know how to explain it.
Hey! That's what I'm talking about, baby. Hey! I knew Coach would come through. Hey, I knew Coach would come through.
Did you feel like deep down it was Tampa all along?
Definitely, without a doubt.
Why?
My visits here, they interviewed me at the combine and went extremely well. It felt like I already known these coaches before. It felt like I played for them for a while already, and I'm excited to get started.
He's got roots here in the community, and he wants to stay here and he wants to finish his career here. So it's a good match.
I think sweet. I think it's nice up there.
Nice. And then rotate just a little bit like that, so I get the logo. Perfect.
Probably after rookie mini camp, when I go back to like watch the film and I realize it's not a Gator jersey I'm on and I don't really know all the guys out there and they're not my boys, then I'm going to be like, okay, yeah, this is getting real.
Look pretty good in orange and blue, nice. But red and pewter is pretty sweet too.
Oh, yeah.